The International Monetary Fund has warned Argentina that its legal defeat against hedge fund investors may have wider implications. Buenos Aires has already agreed a restructuring plan with the majority of its investors holding its defaulted debt. But on Monday, the US Supreme Court sided with the remaining bondholders who've refused to cut a deal. They're demanding that Argentina pay them almost 950 million euros. We can't be prevented from honouring the commitments we've made with our creditors and bondholders who agreed to the restructuring of our debts. That's 93% of our creditors who are collecting payments and have collected them on time and have control of their bonds. So we won't allow ourselves to be stopped from paying our debts. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has cut Argentina's credit rating 2 notches, which makes a default more likely. The country has been unable to raise funds on the international markets since its 2001-2002 default. In 2005 and 2010, investors holding over 92% of Argentina's defaulted debt agreed to write off 2/3 of their pre-crisis value.